as a poor man stealing, tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
All right, welcome, Hobbits. I got a new mic. No one, you can't see it unless you're tuning into the YouTube. Got a mega deal, new mic for all the complainers hearing about the sound. So hopefully this actually is turning into not a hobby. That was a joke at first, and now we're financially invested in more ways than one. Equipment being the new addition here. All right, records from week three. Quant 4-1, almost got the sweep. Nato 2-3, Jimmy 0-1. So that rounds out all-time percentages. Quant's hitting at a 57% clip. The model is starting to mature heading into week four. Nato is hitting at a 29% clip. Some people will say fade. Others will say he reverts to the mean. And Jimmy Dickles with the "this is a hobby" segment is leading the charge at 67%. Who saw that coming? So without further ado, getting into week four, we did have a member of the pod with boots on the ground in Pittsburgh. So we're going to let Q tell us a little bit about Iron City.
Yes, special spot. I've never seen more jerseys in my life from fans. I thought for a second that the NFL had expanded the roster sizes to include all in attendance. that was something I noted. It was beyond anything I've ever seen at a sporting event before. And
did Mama Quant get a jersey?
Mama Quant got a jersey. Q got just a Steelers shirt to represent. But yeah,
can we confirm like that was a Steelers shirt? It looked just like a Walmart pickup. And
no,
that was from the Walgreens outside of Heinz Stadium.
Yeah, I got
how many souvenir cups?
We're gonna need to post the picture on the socials.
There were three souvenir cups between the three attendees in my family. Yeah, but it seemed like everyone was preparing for a post game tryout. A la Invincible, the movie.
Who was the common athlete that folks were putting on their blades?
I talked to some friends about this, and the most frequent one was definitely TJ Watt, but there was a good diverse mix with some Polamalu, some Roethlisberger, some Cam Hayward.
Were there any custom jerseys?
Any what?
Any custom jerseys like the
some 6'9" Hawk Tuas?
Hawk Tuas, of course.
No Hawk Tuas. My mom made a purchase and she wanted an offensive player to support Memphis's own Arthur Smith. So she got Najee Harris for my recommendation.
Gotten Calvin Austin.
Yeah, Calvin, another Memphis guy. But she wanted to get the quarterback. I was like, Mom, that quarterback may not be starting next week. So, yeah.
Well, as a pro, pop the question, get consent, anti Deshaun Watson podcast. I can't condone the 7 Roethlisberger. That's just, I'm glad we stayed away.
We could have gone with Pittsburgh Nation. Let's ride, though.
Yeah.
Some Russie?
There was it was either Russ or Fields or
Russ or
Najee. Those were the three options that we had at our disposal. It wasn't a full collection.
The atmosphere compared to some of your other NFL stadium visits?
So I counted up. That was my 6th NFL stadium, and it was by far the most electric. The fans were crazy.
But how many Hispanic fans were there?
Okay.
I didn't have my
the reference back to week three for the new listeners. You gotta add context where
or if you're a new listener, just take it for what it's worth. It's probably the same value.
We do break down teams by ethnicity on Not a Hobby.
Yeah, I was counting jerseys, not ethnicities.
That's a good model. Yeah. Black and yellow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Shout out to the Grizzlies. Renegade. The right. Renegade song was pretty electric. I'll add that.
Oh, yeah.
To close it out. Yeah.
I got some picks. Murray, you won, so you start us off, but I'm
all right. Brief doghouse update. The Panthers remain there. The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, must be a pod listener because, I mean, he went full bananas after I said they're in the doghouse. So, but they'll remain there for the time being. So first pick is the Broncos +7.5 at the Jets. Broncos got a pretty underrated pass rush. They had 7 sacks last week against the Bucs en route to a cover and an outright victory in Tampa Bay. That was pretty special. Bullish on Bo Nix still. I think it's kind of one of those low variance games where there's a lot of games that end like with the Jets winning by 4-7. So I kind of like this in a teaser if you want to, or a box format as we have talked about on the pod. So yeah, give me the Broncos +7.5.
Love box.
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I'm scared. Rodgers shown that he can beat up on the bad teams after dismantling the Patriots, but it's hard to argue with the model, Quant, so I'll trust you on that.
Would you call it a dismantling of the Titans in week 2-3?
The Titans surely have to be in the doghouse by now.
Week 2, yeah. I mean, that
I have
game
that
was...
as my gross game in my notes.
Yeah. No, I mean, Rodgers, I think Rodgers looks every bit the part. He's still slinging that thing. So if you trust Bo Vix, he was toting the pill.
His helmet looks too long. Maybe it's the green or the shine to it. And I'm a huge A-Rodge fan, but the length, you shouldn't be able to, you know, fit a full airplane on the side of his head.
It's,
and
it's like big. It's like the Sandlot hat. You know, when I'm out.
The smallest wears?
Yeah, the smallest wears initially.
Dang. His eyes look extra meaty.
He had so much SPF protection with that bill.
Yeah. All right, Nato.
All right. My first toss is going to be a long line as well. Chargers +8.5 versus the Chiefs. I think this stands regardless of the quarterback play. Heinicke is scrappy as all scrap gets out. Herbert's obviously a good player. Mahomes at a longer favorite. This is where he, you know, lets people down. It's those shorter odds that he really thrives. So give me Harbaugh. I'm a big proponent of Harbaugh scheming out good players. I thought he had a chance last week versus TJ Watt, but you know, they can run the ball. They can control the clock. Chiefs have been winning close games. So at best, Chiefs win in a close one, but give me the Chargers +8.5.
Like, you have a Harbaugh quote of the week?
Sure. I can't quote it verbatim, but the clip in week 2 where he's talking about, and when I'm talking to guys that don't like football, there's not much to say.
I like that. Yeah, you forgot about the last week. You forgot about the Q effect.
I did not.
The field previously known as Heinz.
Yeah. I did not, you know, take into effect the fact that you'd be watching and betting on the Steelers.
Yeah. But this week, I'm with you on the Chargers. I have them +7. I got it earlier in the week at a worse number. I've been placing my bets on Mondays, and that worked last week, so we're going to keep that going. But yeah, divisional rival, home game, catching a touchdown. Should almost be an auto bet. Just look at the Rams against the Niners last week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're being compensated for the Herbert status, and Heinicke's, like Nato said, a gamer. So I like the Chargers.
Yeah. It's, I'm not as, this is kind of a side note from the Heinicke thing. I'm not as surprised by the Commanders, you know, doing what they're doing right now. We've seen it the past 2 years with Sam Howell and then Heinicke the year before that. They've kind of been putting up points for the last 2 years. So I'm not surprised that Jaden Daniels is thriving. My next one is the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Browns. Antonio Pierce, coach of the Raiders, is questioning the manhood of everyone on his team. He's treating it like a business. He said, we're making some business decisions.
Kind of like this podcast.
Kind of like this podcast. And
exactly,
I didn't
actually like this podcast.
I didn't know if that meant he was changing quarterbacks or what, but I was like, I kind of like that. And then when I saw the board and saw that they were playing the Browns, I was like, all right, the pop the question, get consent, anti Deshaun Watson bet of the week. I'm 2-1 so far, fading Deshaun. Plan to be 3-1 after this. I don't know if y'all watch the Giants game, but he holds on to the football for entirely too long. He's got one of the worst lines in all of football, and he just holds on to it and thinks that, I don't know, someone's going to get open. So the Raiders, underrated pass rush. Minshew's been playing, you know, serviceable enough to beat the Browns. So Raiders -1, lock it in.
Do you recall the Deshaun cadence, Hayden, by chance? And could you reenact that for us if you know it?
I do not. You're the cadence guy.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the reason he may be in a tank zone, other than his extracurricular activities away from the field. But I suspect that it's because he doesn't have a commanding cadence.
That's why it's not memorable.
It's not memorable. It's one of the least engaging things that I look for in a quarterback. If you don't have a good cadence, get off my television. I will put Love is Blind on. I will do anything else to watch that football
game. Do y'all know what Dax is? Because his is probably the most memorable.
Ready, set, go.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. He goes, here we go.
Here we go.
Set,
go.
Like every time.
Jossie Romo guessing who's quarterback by the sound bites is pretty good.
I see producer Pat has a guest on his cam. Oh, what a good addition to the pod.
Not
She's
a hobby.
Got a good cadence.
we're staying muted there. Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we're loud and clear. We don't want to hear you, though. We want to hear our co-producer.
She's on the ones and twos mixing over here.
I love it.
Have we gotten first words out?
No. Caveman travel.
For those listening, Pat's daughter is now on video on the pod. So
And the other thing about Deshaun that I think plays a big factor, regardless of how bad he is on the field, is the team starts to turn on you when the backup is more liked than you are. And he might have the most likable backup quarterback in the whole league with Jameis.
I think that's a great point.
So I don't know
if you can say that wherever Jameis went, though. I mean,
yeah, that it's hard for the starting quarterback. Like, look at Derek Carr last year. Look at him now. Like,
he's
playing free. He's the most liked quarterback.
Did y'all see what Jerome Ford said about Jameis bringing the call to the huddle?
We did not. It's like he's telling a story or something.
He says it's like he's excited to tell us a secret.
Oh my god, that's so good. But yeah, so just listeners note, you can basically submit X team against the Browns. NATO will be on that.
I'll
team,
be on it,
even if it's the Red Rifle or Bryce Young favored by 10 against Deshaun.
Especially if it's Daniel Jones.
Those are integrity picks. Yeah, that gives a lot of credit to this pod. Yeah.
All right, my third one is the Saints +1.5 at the Falcons. Falcons O-line's pretty beaten up. Without King Arthur Smith, now the Steelers OC, they have really struggled to run the football. I think that's going to hurt them. And once they get one-dimensional, the Saints pass rush is averaging like just under 4 sacks a game. So I expect that to continue, if not accentuate. Is that what word you'd use there? But yeah, four, five or six. Yeah, I don't, words are not my thing. So
we had a pod member adjacent, family member adjacent with boots on the ground in Atlanta last week. Do we have any comments on atmosphere or experience that you can share through him?
Yeah, he had a date night to the Sunday night game against the Chiefs. Clearly did not do his job because he convinced me to bet on the Falcons.
Dude, that was a pass interference away. We all know. I mean, you should anticipate the Chiefs are going to get the benefit of the call down the stretch, but that was another frustrating
tough one.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that was what a bad beat.
All right. I got Cardinals -3 versus the Commies. This is, you know, this is kind of two pronged. One, I really like the Cardinals. I've liked them this year. I took them preseason to go to the playoffs. Other part is kind of selling high on a Commanders team that just dominated on a Thursday night football against the, or on a, I'm sorry, a Monday night football against the Bengals. That Commanders defense is not good. The over's at 50, which scares me. There's some stat out there that second the over has a 5 in front of it, it starts to hit at like a terribly low clip. So if you want to play the under, I kind of like that. But both defenses, I mean, I haven't seen like an ounce of confidence in either of them. So Cardinals is the play. You know, they're going to have all the big – this is going to be kind of one of those things where I expect the headlines to be, people are talking about Malik Nabers. What about Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because he's going to have like 200 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm being honest, if I were to make my picks now and not on Monday before the Monday night football game and that line moved like 2.5 points from Jaden Daniels kind of going off, the Cardinals would be in my 5 for sure. So I love that one.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels is nice, and I have confidence, but he's one scramble away from getting folded like a table. He's buck 65 soaking wet and is not afraid of contact.
That is for certain.
He had a nice slide, though, on one of those.
He's crispy.
I think that was his first slide of the year.
I really like watching him. He's fun, but that's, you know, Cardinals -3 over the Commies.
Love it. Yeah, that's a siren for your first double unit alert of the year. This one has my full attention, and I am fired up to share it with y'all. The Bears -2.5 against the Rams. I mean, this is just an ideal spot for the Bears. So it's the Rams coming off an emotional comeback against their division rival. Keenan Allen coming back for the Bears is essential, like a nice security blanket for Caleb. And I think Montez Sweat is going to absolutely feast on this very hobbled Rams O-line. So your first double unit alert bet of the week is Bears -2.5.
Wow. I know we speak units and units only, but if I were to hypothetically buy ramen with two of your units, how many bowls of ramen are we talking?
you could feed nations with that.
Okay, because that's what my new unit is, because that's how down I am. It's just, all right, how many bowls of ramen am I putting on the line?
I love it.
All right, well, I didn't know that was coming. I'm kind of sidetracked. All right, so I guess my last throw, I had a couple out there, but what I sent into the group is what I'll go with. I mean, I'm really in between the Seattle Detroit under and the Falcons Saints line, but gosh, you've been so hot, I don't want to go against you, but I think I'm gonna take the Falcons -1.5 versus the Saints. Lock it in. 5th pick. My other one that I would have been going in between was Patriots +9.5 versus the Niners.
Is that your 4th or 5th?
Oh, is this? This could be my. This is 4.
Yeah.
No, because I gave Chargers, Raiders. Oh no, I haven't given that one yet. Okay, so this is 4. Okay, then I'll do this one. Thank you for interjecting. I'll do this one. Colts -1.5 versus Quant Steelers. The line movement should have been an extra 3 points based off the fact that Q and Mama Q aren't going to be in the stands for this.
How many decibels were produced from that section?
Probably like, well, y'all say something. Y'all haven't spoken this whole time.
it was a rowdy group. Mama Q and Papa Q were getting after it. It was an absolute party.
Yeah. Were you Oreo'd in there, or were you a bread on the outside?
I was a bread piece.
Like if it's 3rd down, are you like, woo? Like, TJ Watt.
I was so dialed in, I couldn't even look at him. You know, I was just looking at
Q. The field. You strike me as like an AirPods in the stadium kind of guy.
Don't talk to me at a sporting event. I am, unless it's a baseball game. I'll give that exception.
Q, but, what's the dude's name for at Wrigley that reached over the field? That's
Castellanos.
No, Berkman. Is it? No, not Berkman.
You look like Arch Manning when he was watching Eli and Oxford.
I was going to say, 40 years ago, you would have had a full over your headset with an antenna that goes up 10 feet. Yeah.
So, yeah. I got one of those radio things you put in your ear. Just listen to the broadcast while the game's going on.
Yeah, that's the old timers. That's sharp. So fourth pick, Colts -1.5 versus the Steelers. I guessed it last week, but I'm going to go back to the well this week. It's all about scheming T.J. Watt out of the game. I mean, the dude wins you games. You saw with that big sack that he had when Heineke came in.
He does have big sacks.
The Colts, the number one Pro Football Focus rated offensive line. Wow. The number one Pro Football Focus rated rushing offense. So give me JT rushing on the Steelers. I mean, that's going to be the formula to beat them. Jussie looks good, but, I mean, is Justin Fields going to be 4-0? Are we going to – if I gave you this before the season said Justin Fields is going to be 4-0, you would say I'm insane. So it's stinky. Anthony Richardson misses wide open receivers by 40 yards. So I just hope that we're kind of starting to scheme him out. Don't sleep on Flacco. The second Joe Flacco steps in for this Colts team, I will be hammering them every week. So Colts -1.5 because their O-line is that dominant, and they're stacking up pretty well against this stout Steelers D.
How old is JF? Father timing this time.
I think he is truly 40.
Motherfucker wins comeback player of the year after winning comeback player of the year.
We got to put the X next to the pod now again.
He's 39.
Oh, we could be explicit.
Not when Mama Q's listening in.
Mama Q has listened to all the episodes after I told her about it last week. She's just going back and she's eating it up. So shout out.
You're talking to me about explicit. You told a story about a dog getting run over last week.
I gave a listener discretion advised.
And then started talking about. Never mind. That's a good incentive to go back and listen if you haven't already.
All right. Yeah. Truth be told, I also kind of like the Colts, but I'm a Steelers guy, so I'm not going to take the Steelers, but I'm leaning Colts like you, Nato.
Okay.
All right. My fifth and final is the Patriots +10.5 at the Niners. This is pretty similar to the Broncos play that I had in my first pick over the Jets. Pretty low variance game, and I like this in a lot of teasers. I teased the Patriots and the Broncos already, so if you want to do that, I would recommend. I think it's just too large of a number with Purdy kind of being hobbled. I think his back's hobbled. So
what number did you get?
I got 10.5.
This is the first double-digit spread, and it's week 4. That's kind of crazy.
Wow.
I don't know if y'all saw the stat on lines over 6.5 this year, but any idea on how they're performing?
Undefeated.
I think there's
one underdogs clutch. Outright, 6-2.
Yeah, right. So I think if it's 6.5 or more, you would have cashed on every ticket except for one that pushed. So if you're following the trends, I like it. That was one of the games I'm deciding between. Niners are banged up, so
yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna, for my last pick, I'm gonna fade Quant. We're 1-1 against each other on the year. Given our records, I doubt anyone will back me here, but it's gonna be the Falcons -1.5 versus the Saints. I think the Saints found some lightning in a bottle those first 2 weeks, but they're kind of showing their true colors, and opposing the Falcons are trending upwards. So I'm a big Bijan guy. I'm a big Kirk believer. This line's 1.5 for a reason. You know, the other thing about the stat that I sent y'all that kind of makes me like this is I'm fading the public. I think the public is, let me see if I can find this.
You say 17 and 32 or something like that.
Yeah, 17, 30 and 1 on the year. And this is the most heavily public side is the Saints. So give me the Falcons minus 1.5. Just kind of a heart bet, but betting with the head hasn't got me anywhere this far. So gotta try something.
Yeah, else. Just call me public Q for now on.
QE public.
Time for what everybody's been waiting for. Jimmy's, yeah. This is a hobby segment. Here we go.
Thanks, Q. So for new listeners, this is a hobby segment is for the casual fan, of which I find myself in that fandom category. I don't know all the players. I don't know half of the players. And last week I got away from this. I looked for a sign too much, and I need to remember that this is about trusting your gut and
looking for patterns and randomness.
Yeah. Well, I can confirm the gut with patterns and randomness, but not, I can't start there. And that's where I started last week. And that's why I lost my first bet of the year. I'll have you know that the casual fan, that this is a hobby pick bet. This is a hobby segment. Seizure.
Oh, we have an empty on staff.
Yeah, that was my first loss of the year. So this week I really like Vikings money line Packers over the Packers. They're Vikings are a dog. I don't know what it was about. I know that they're trending really hard, but something about the underdog look. I wanted to go with the Vikings. So no reason why. I did find a reason to confirm. My wife and I had a exciting getaway in the Mississippi Delta. And as part of that getaway, we were celebrating our anniversary. We went to a cooking class. Anyone know one of the most prominent cooking class servicers in the country? It's easier than you think.
Okay, one more time. I don't even know. You threw such a curveball last week with the questions. I felt like Randy Marsh.
This one's straightforward. This is a one-word answer. We went to a cooking class. The name of this cooking class company. Take a guess.
Oh, the.
Don't think too hard.
The French one.
It's the Vikings. It's the Vikings. So we are going to go with Vikings there. And you know what else I thought about? We made an incredible tenderloin, very intimate, romantic lobster stuffed tenderloin. Kit and I did.
Surf
inside of turf. And Jordan Love, who I know plays quarterback for the Packers, he had some sort of leg injury. Common leg injuries include groin injuries. So,
oh, my God.
His beef tender is his. His loin is probably still tender.
Ooh, holy shit, I'm tough. Taking the Packers. I might put everything I have on the Packers.
That sounded way better in the mirror.
Well, I respect you going vanilla with the Vikings. That writing is literally on the wall.
He probably has a tender loin. Sorry.
Surf
inside his turf. So, that's my pick, Vikings, money line Packers. It's another alt line. I've gone 4 alt lines, and I'll have the listeners know that I am 3 for 4 on alt lines. And then we're back to week 4 primetime unders and underdogs. Looking at week 4, that's Cowboys versus Giants Thursday night, Bills, Ravens Sunday night. Monday night, Titans, Dolphins, and Seahawks and Lions. So all of these are pretty low over-unders, and this is where I would encourage you to trust the under, okay? Mm-hmm. They like to bait you with these low ones, and then you take the over. Don't do it. Stay on the under. I think everyone knows who the underdogs there are. looking at total underdog records on the whole season, unders are primetime unders are 6-5, and primetime underdogs are actually 3-6-1. So the underdog play hasn't been as good, but the under is a strong play, and we're just gonna keep trusting that.
Seahawks Lions, I think, is a great under. So
I was debating that one too. Jimmy, I can't wait until whatever happens in your life where the writing's on the wall to bet the Chargers, so you can call it your Joe Alt line, their starting right tackle.
Never heard of him.
I think he's hobbled as well. He might not even.
Yeah, TJ Watt just emasculated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This incrimination is tough.
Okay. I think is that all we have for week four?
That's all I got.
Go teams.
Good show.
Go teams. I know. I'm worried, but if anyone out there that's listening is wanting an easy pick, I would just take the other side of what I'm on. Until I'm hot.
That's baby switch.
I wanted to say we were like Tom Brady. A rocky start, but based on our check the past.
Save that one for the next one.